You could talk to your younger self now.
It's a little different than actually going back.
But what if it's not?
I
So,
mean,
like, what if you could do a meditation, talk to your younger self, and if past, present, and future are all happening at the same time, you going back and talking to your younger self changes the mental of your younger self and changes the decisions that were made, which in turn will have a greater impact on your present and then have a greater impact on your future.
and why would you take the
Get on my, get on my, get on my
motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray.
Yeah. I'm Shaquille D.
Batman Breeze Tenier.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, and welcome back if it is not. This is a podcast where we like to talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. We like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. In layman's terms, that means we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations that push the boundaries of the norm, and we would like to inspire you guys to have some of your own. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. How y'all feeling today?
Good.
Great, great. Wondrous.
Wondrous. That's a new one. What you got?
Good.
That's funny. All right, I'm gonna use splendiferous. Yeah, I don't know why that word has been in my head since last night, but it has. So that's gonna be my word for today.
Exuberant.
That's good. That's good. Okay, we got him back. We got him back. All
welcome,
right.
Welcome, welcome.
All right, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about would we prefer to go back to our 20-year-old selves and give that version of us advice and some good words of wisdom for a week, or take $100,000 now?
What's your answer?
I'm taking $100,000 now, and there's reasons for that, but. Do y'all want to give y'all answers first?
What's your answer?
I initially was gonna say I would take $100,000, but I'll spend a week with myself. I think that's more impactful for me personally. Did you want me to go into detail, or were we just sharing the answers?
I thought we were gonna share first, then go into detail, because the detail is gonna cause conversation.
Got you. That's fine.
So. Okay, I am undecided. Just because, like, okay, the $100,000 I can invest now and it would do some wonders for me now. And also, if I go back and talk to myself, I don't know if my experiences that led me here will be the same. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but, I don't know. Can I split it? Can I go back for 2 days and then take $50,000?
Nah.
Can't do both?
Nah.
All right, if I absolutely had to pick one, I don't know. All right, y'all give me y'all reasons for why, and then I'll make my decision accordingly, you know.
All right, so my reason why I would take the $100,000 now, if I go back to talk to me at 20 years old, I don't believe that I would apply any of the advice or anything that I give myself. So if I was me now while I was 20, I would say I would go back, because I would apply stuff or at least attempt, test, and retest. But back then, my environment wasn't conducive for me to get some advice and just go ahead and do it without even being 100% sure of if this is going to work or not.
Well, I mean, if you talk to the future you, wouldn't you know it was going to work?
But I still don't know if I would apply it, because it wasn't just my thoughts in my head. It was other people's thoughts, other people's fears, what I should do. It wasn't just me listening to me. I didn't get to that point until I, like, lived by myself. So that was a 5-6 year gap. So Yeah, I would take the 100,000 there.
He said, I'm not even about to waste my own time. What's your reason?
Yeah, I'm going back because for two reasons. One, I feel like my time is more valuable than the 100,000. So that's one of the main things. Like, if I go back, I can teach myself things so that I can make way more than 100,000 way earlier in my life. And secondly, if we're spending a week, that gives me at least, if I'm spending a week with myself, at the very least, I can warn myself or start preparing myself to like get away from bad habits that I developed before I got there. So like, cause at that point we would have been what, like just going into
20?
Well, I was gonna say college or something like that.
It was around, like 2 years into college.
2 years into college. Like, there's, I feel like there's still, yeah, I just feel like there's like, I feel like I could have at the very least started some new habits or like been like, yo, listen, if I'm spending a week with you, it's gonna be game on game on game, and I can literally walk you through during the week. I know how this is gonna happen. Let's go. We can play. I'm gonna give you the play by play, and you can just wait. And then I feel like I would listen to me if you gave me a week to talk to myself. That's just me.
So after the week, you don't think those old habits are gonna come back, start trickling back in?
I don't think so, because I mean, there was moments now that a week changed my life. So I think it just depends on how impactful the week is. And I think if I know I'm going there all week, we pulling out all the stops. Like if I was just dropped there, and it's like if I had pushed the magic button and it was like, are you here? And I was like, I don't know how long I'm here for. I'm like, I didn't prepare for this. But if I had time to prepare, bring my notes, bring my books.
He gonna leave him with a binder.
What?
The binder of life.
I'm gonna be like, listen, if you do exactly as I say, like, here's path A. If you do exactly as I say, this is path A. If you do, if you decide to do the thing that you're gonna do, you gonna be me. So I can show you what it's gonna look like either way.
Right.
But these are your options, real quick.
So what would you have? What would you do different?
Or wait, what would you tell yourself? Like, one thing that you would tell yourself to do different? He won't know what he...
It's him.
Yeah, but like...
If you telling yourself this, this, and this, all I need is a week, and your life would change.
Yeah,
What would be done differently?
The him of then still has to make the decision to listen or not.
But he's still him, so it's like, what would you do different?
What's the question I'm answering? I just want to make sure I'm answering the right question. What's the question I'm answering?
He wants to know what you would do different at the age of 20.
So what would you tell yourself to do? Basically, what she said.
I mean, it's a few things. I probably tell myself to spend more time working on the things, like stop doubting whether or not I could do it. Just do it and see what, like, just see what you make from it. Cause I spent a lot of time just doubting. And I think it would be a combination of that and to not listen to certain people that I was listening, that I might've been listening to at the time. I haven't thought about this in depth yet, because you know I'm not jumping back. But I think it's just a few things. I think, like I said, I was during that week, I would at the very least spend the entire week us doing our best to develop the new habits,
or
whatever those habits may be. I just don't have them all together.
His 20-year-old self gonna be in Damani boot camp. That's what.
Pretty much.
I would do it differently.
What would you do?
I would take my 20-year-old self on a journey to do any and everything that they wanted to do. Like, just so I would be able to try different things at 20. So So if I had an idea, we just going to do it. So it's like for a week, you get to try whatever you want to try.
So you had that thought too? All right, let's go do it.
Yeah, that's good.
Just because, sorry to cut you off, but just because the experience of doing different things will have a greater impact on me at 20 than me going back at 20 and being like, all right, do this, this, and this. This is what's going to happen. Because even though I'm giving them the game and everything, I am at 20, I'm not this version of me. So at 20, I have different skills, different abilities, and different things that's working for me, and also things that I need to work on. So my approach at 20 will be completely different than my approach here. And it's not like I could be like, 30-year-old self, come back, I need help. It's like after the week is over, now all the old programming is still there. Granted, I got some new wisdom, but everything from 20 and prior to that, that was instilled in me, is still there. So if I don't know something, I'm not going to say probably, it's a high chance that I'm going to just revert back to the old ways. So
you can leave yourself a book too. Mm-hmm. And be like, read this and call Shirai. I was going to say, for me, I know I still ain't make a decision, but if I went back, I wouldn't tell myself exactly what was going to happen either, but I would give myself like advice, like pour into myself and like tell myself to stop being so scary of everything, and to just allow your ideas to flow, like go with your ideas and follow your joy and stuff like that. I think that there will be food involved, I don't think it will be a thing where I can map out the.
I said it off the whim.
Well, I know, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, because I know how like scary I was, I would probably be like weirded out still by the fact that like my future self just came to talk to me, and then. Taking myself like anywhere I would want to go is not a way for, I guess, that would have worked for 20-year-old me to like get out of the mindset. Because 20-year-old me would have been like, all right, this is cool, but now what? So I think I would have talked to myself, like told myself to trust myself more and to not worry about these little dusty behind little boys. And, I don't know, just like have fun, but go after what I actually want. Even if that means quitting school, that's a whole nother thing.
You want to quit school?
I probably want to quit school. I like getting certificates, so.
I'll make you a certificate.
I want to quit school. I learned a lot in school, so I want to quit school, but I'm just saying like, the possibilities are endless. So, like, think about what you actually want and then decide what you're going to do to get there. But also, you know, hold on to your morals and all of that stuff. They're going to keep you on the right path. But, yeah, I would just more so just be, like, kind of pouring into myself versus, I guess, the two strategies that you guys talked about.
Yeah. And I mean, I think when I look at it in my head, how I'm imagining it is I'm going there and again, we're like, I'm there for a week. So I'm doing stuff with it, like with this version of myself. So it's not like, I think more so it would be me encouraging them to do the things because, or either that or answering questions that is like, that only I would know. Be, and it's like only I would know and I would only, I would have. So it's like, in like me asking myself the question, it's like, all right, cool. Even if I go, even if I'm like, you know what, maybe he was wrong, blah, blah. I think in the back of my mind, I would still be looking at me like,
what if he was right?
Yeah. And it was like, and I think that would make me more curious to take different leaps, different twists and turns. And I just think it would be a lot, I think it would be a lot more impactful in the long run. Cause I think, part of me, I don't know what's going on here. I think a lot of the earlier programs, I wasn't even aware that I was being programmed to do certain stuff. So like just the sheer fact of me being able to know, be like, all right, this isn't you, or this isn't whatever it is. It's like that would give me a leg up because I didn't know what I didn't know. So like at the very least, somebody tells me, hey, you're doing it, you like you might be doing this wrong. It's like, this is wrong. And I think it would set me up to make it. I'm gonna make way more than 100,000. Yeah. Ain't no question.
Yeah, I don't know. What were y'all like at 20? Like, how would you describe yourself at 20 years old?
At 20? Where was I at 20?
School.
Yeah, I was at school, but I'm just trying to, I'm looking for the words. It's a certain word that I want to use that would encompass all of what I was at 20. I feel like I was, how I would describe myself was lost.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do tell.
I was doing the things that I thought was right. Because other people told me it was right. Or this is what I should do. Rather than what I actually wanted to do. Or even seeing what I actually wanted to do.
Mm.
That's deep.
It is. Very deep. What about you?
At 20, I was curious. I would say I was more curious. And I mean, I think I was lost as well. But I think it was more of a... I was more worried about making the wrong decisions. So like, I might not make a decision because I was nervous about this, me not being able to come back from that decision. So I think I was a lot more, like I was curious, I was open to learn different stuff, but it was a lot of fear there. But yeah. What about you?
Okay, so for me, I was indecisive, like extremely indecisive, to the point where I just would not make decisions for the most part, and I was extremely fearful, but more so of, I guess, the idea of actually going toward what I wanted. Or even figuring out what I wanted than anything else. So like the same like programming that you were talking about, like the fears of other people, I guess, overrode my desire to want to go after anything for real, other than what I was told was the right thing, or this is what's supposed to happen, or blah blah blah, and. I was very cautious, and I was also untrusting, so I didn't trust a lot of people. And you know, later I found out that's because I didn't really trust myself, but that's a whole nother pod. But yeah, I would say the main thing was like I was indecisive and I was fearful of things. So as like knowing that about myself, going back in time, I'm like, would myself even talk to me? But it's like, you look like me. You sound like me. But also, I don't even sound like that. That's probably what I would have been thinking. That's not my voice. That's what I sound like to other people. But I don't know how receptive. I feel like my 20-year-old self would have been receptive to the idea of the possibilities, but too afraid to take a like the step toward it. So like I'm really thinking about what would I do in order to get my 20-year-old self, I guess, to say yes or decide to move forward in like trusting themselves and going after their their dreams and even just exploring their gifts type of thing. I don't know. Like, I could talk to them. I think it would be cool. But like you said, once the week is over, then what? So now I'm like, what would definitely get me to say, I'm going to do this? Do y'all feel like y'all know what you would be able to do with or say to your 20-year-old self that would be like, all right, they get convinced to push all the other thoughts out of their head and go for, yeah, follow your lead?
Go ahead.
After you, Kay.
I would say, so you said, what would I do?
Mm-hmm. Like, what would you do or say? Like, is there any specific thing that you know you could do or say to your 20-year-old self that would have got them on the wavelength of what you're thinking now at 30?
Try as much stuff as you want. You don't have to be right. You don't even have to be responsible. And meet as many people as you can. Like, actually connect with as many people as you can.
And that will get them to be like, I'll do it.
And we're going to do the stuff.
And then you hit them with that line. And then they're like, bet.
Yeah.
I'm different. I'm changed.
I think for me, because of, I think it would probably take me about a day to convince myself that it was me.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, nah, you can't, that's not me. Once I understood that, because I think I was pretty open. Once I understood that, I think all it would really take is me now showing my younger self what I'm able to do. And I think if my younger self was able to see the things that I can do now, he would be super excited. He'd be like, yo, I'm going to be able to do that? And it's like, oh, I'm going to get to work. Let me get to work now. And it's like, I think, in my head, for me to be able to know for a fact, like, these are going to be some of the things that I'm going to be able to do. Like, I'm at that point, I'm terrified of doing them, but, like, me being able to look at myself, like, if I were to, like, see myself performing, like, me being able to see how I feel now doing it versus then, I would be like, so you mean to tell me, like, you got over this feeling? You mean to tell me you learned this language, or you learned how to do this, or you blah, blah. Like, that thing would make me a lot more confident. Younger me, at least, I think, would make me a lot more confident. Like, all right, let's do it, because I know I'm not going to fail at it. Like, I may not get it right now, but I actually know I'm not, like, I literally have proof that I'm not going to fail at it. At the least, I'm going to be able to do these things. Maybe I can do it better. But I think me literally leading by example would be the thing that showed my younger self that they can do it.
I was going to say, before you go, I would teach my younger self the stuff that I'm learning or I've learned now. Just teach them and show them. You don't have to do anything. Especially my younger self needed to feel as though he was making a decision. So, like, if you tell me to do something, I'm not going to do it because you told me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I told myself to do it.
Hard-headed.
If I'm telling myself to do it, or if I'm like, oh, word, I thought of that. We could do that. So, that's why I'm showing, like, we could do all this stuff. You choose what you want to, what you would like to do. You know this stuff exists. You know you have more opportunities than they make it seem that you have. You can create an opportunity out of thin air. So just allow my younger self to know that the opportunities are endless.
Okay. So I think it would take some convincing for them to know that it was me, especially after I tell them I'm plant-based and gluten-free. They would be like, there ain't no way. You got somebody else. You must be Kayla Ray or somebody, because can't be me. You gave up the bacon? So that probably would have been at least a day and a half.
You was eating bacon at 20?
Yes.
What, regular bacon?
Yes.
Or, you don't know who you're dealing with?
I ain't regular bacon up until the end. I ain't regular bacon. Yeah, I mean, we've been plant-based for not even a year yet, so.
It ain't been a year?
For us?
It's been a year.
Nuh-uh. Not for me. I was still eating chicken. I only went plant-based as of, like, August.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because we was doing a food show still. Like, I was eating chicken.
Oh, well, you know what? You definitely were.
Yeah, it hasn't been a year yet. So, I was eating red meat probably up until last May. Yeah, I would eat it rarely.
You said last May? All right.
Bacon, though?
All right.
If it was an option, I was getting the bacon. But I also was eating, more, like, plant-based foods, but I was still eating. I was still eating what I was eating. Anyways, that's not the point of the story. So, it would take a few days to convince myself, but I would probably take myself on a day to relax. Like, or, like, throughout the week, it would just be like stuff that would be like more self-care stuff, because I used to be very focused on achieving things and not focused on taking care of myself. So I would help myself learn how to take care of myself, and also tell my younger self that not to care about everybody else's opinion, and you don't have to make anybody else proud but yourself, because that was like my driving motivator. Like, yeah, I'm going to make them proud, blah, blah, blah. You ain't got to make nobody else proud but yourself. They'll be proud as a byproduct. Just focus on making yourself proud and, you know, listening to God. I think that what would convince me would probably be the spa. I'll probably be like, we could do this on the regular. What? This is real stuff? Okay, I see you. All right. And then, like, I don't know. I think that and then, I don't know, showing myself that I can still achieve things and also take a break and relax and stuff like that. And it's not going to ruin everything that I've done. It'll actually just make my life better. Even if it's not we're going to a spa, but like I'm spending the day to just reset and regroup, and not be in a constant state of fear and stress. I think that would have been cool. So just telling myself to have more fun, take breaks, relax and stuff. I think that's what it would have taken. But at the spa is probably when, you know, she would have been like, yeah. Yep, definitely got to do this. I'm going to listen to you.
I do have a question. So are you going back or are you taking $100,000?
Wow. Thought I at least had 20 more minutes to make my decision.
That's crazy.
I think I'm leaning towards going back just because I would like to, I guess, meet my younger self, like, from this perspective and see, I don't know, what impact or like what that would change. Like, I don't know. Would I drop out of school? Would Damani also drop out of school so we can continue to be together?
That's crazy.
Wouldn't that be wild? Anyways, but yeah, I think I'm gonna go back. I think that the $100,000 would help tremendously right now. But I think I could have avoided some of the extra trauma that I experienced if I do go back.
Yeah. I'm still taking $100,000.
That's fine. I was going to say, I also
also wouldn't, at the moment, I'm also wouldn't take the 100,000 only because, like, the challenges I'm facing, it's not a $100,000 challenge. It's always been a mental thing. So like me letting go of
mental roadblock.
Yeah. So like, I mean, to me, on this very day, I mean, you give me 100,000, it's only up. But there were still things that I wanted to, I need to, like, I think regardless, me helping myself, my younger self, is going to end up being more impactful in the long run. That's what I'll say. And I was going to say, it's funny, because I think more than anything, my younger self would be like, you have hair?
Probably.
What is this? How did we get, like, I think the first day I would be, why this choice?
I would still take the 100,000 now, and then just because, like you said, it was mental things. It's not $100,000 worth of problems. It was mental things. So now that mentally, I'm way better than I was at 20.
Mm.
Because at 20, I was still in the same environment. I was still around the same people. So after the week, I still have to go back into the same environments around the same people. Granted, I might have met a couple of different people after the week, but
all it takes is one.
Essentially, the environment was still the same. So maybe I would go back to once I got out of the environment.
Hmm.
So again, I say now I would take the 100,000 and my future self could come back to me now, give me some wisdom, but I'm not going back to 20.
Okay. I would go back just to see what's going on. What you doing at 20? What you doing? Cut it out.
Yeah. That's funny. And it's for me, I'm not even going back to change all of the decisions or anything like that. I just, like, certain stuff that was silly that could have been that I spent wasting, like, mental energy on. It's like, if I could fix that then, and I could have gotten into this mental space at like 25, like, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just, cause in general, I have no regrets about how things play, but just in the event that I did have an opportunity to be like, hey, yo, you can do a little bit more than you was doing.
But changing the mental will change the decision.
Mm-hmm. And then I was going to say, that made me think of, it was a question I was going to ask you, cause you was like, you still have the same environment. If you change your, if you end up changing your mind, the environment isn't going to matter then.
Or you might decide to change your environment.
Because you changed your mind.
I changed my mind.
I was asking more so. Is that
so what was the question?
If you... please, give me 1 second. If you...
If I changed my mind,
yeah.
My environment... Oh, the environment doesn't matter.
Yeah, like what did... Or I'm asking, would the environment make a difference if you changed your mind during that week?
I think the environment still matters because the community was... It was still the same community of people. So it was either do this alone. Hmm. At 20, I wasn't going on this lonely loner journey. Yeah, so it would be like, if I changed my mind, the environment didn't matter. But if I changed my mind, I'll probably be acceptance, in acceptance of doing stuff alone. So it didn't matter, but I don't know who I was would change.
Do you feel like you would be less lost?
No, because I don't think a 1 week would...
unlose you?
Yeah. Like, because it was still, like, it was so much that I had to get through that 1 week wouldn't change. 1 week, I don't think 1 week would have had as big of an impact on me then, because it's still mad stuff I had to work through.
He wasn't even reading yet.
I wasn't.
Would have left that book. That book would have came right up. Just would have had it with a bunch of dust.
Yeah. I understand, though. I'm not saying it's not reasonable or nothing. I was just on a, I guess for me, on a spiritual level, I would have been like, yo, this is nothing but God. Like, I'm speaking to myself. Like, literally speaking to myself, I think I would have been, just off of that alone, I don't think I would have ever looked at any situation the same way I would have before. Because it's like, I literally just had a mystical experience in my life, which is like, I've never had that kind of mystical experience. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that would have changed a lot of what I was doing at the time.
I mean, you could talk to your younger self now.
Yeah. It's a little different than actually going back.
But what if it's not?
I mean...
So, like, what if you could do a meditation, talk to your younger self, and if past, present, and future are all happening at the same time, you going back and talking to your younger self changes the mental of your younger self and changes the decisions that were made, which in turn will have a greater impact on your present and then have a greater impact on your future.
Then why would you take the $100,000?
Oh man! But to be honest, that is, could change it? You can change that right now. Change that right now.
I'm gonna do it.
But I don't doubt that that's how that works. To be honest,
it might be.
Yeah, but I think it would be a lot cooler. Like, be able to, like, you know.
Be on campus
with my younger self, and like, I'm actually having a conversation. Like, I don't know if everybody else can see them.
I was just about to say, can everybody else see us, or like, does it look like we're talking to?
Honestly, let's say it look like we're talking to a ghost. That actually might be fun. I think I would.
I'd be sitting there like, can we have this conversation somewhere else?
That would be cool. I feel like this applies to some movie.
I had headphones on, so it might look like I was. Rapping the song.
I always had headphones on.
I did
on, yeah.
too. But yeah, it still wouldn't. But I would have been stopped wherever I was at. And like, I talk with my, I don't know. It would have been weird.
Like, so you really supposed to be doing, you really want me to do that? Oh, wow. That's wild. I might be on an interlude. Sound like an interlude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there dancing. I'm going to be talking. They be like, who you talking to? I'm talking to myself, and I just would have left it at that.
I'm just counting,
talking to myself.
Counting steps. This is my eight count.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's funny. And then we'll be like, hey, did your future self
come? It's drugs.
It might be something in the food here. I don't know what's going on.
Word, I would have had to ask somebody. I was like, do you see him?
Right.
Like, do you see him right now? Like, what are you talking? Right, my bad. I just carry on.
I smoked earlier. That's what I want to say.
Like, don't mind me.
I'm like, you don't know what movie that's from? Oh, never mind.
Oh man, that is hilarious. But yeah, I would go. I think it would be cool. I could tell them not to eat the eggs as much, you know.
I never trusted like
the runny egg.
I never trusted runny egg. It's certain items that I did not trust. Eggs was one of them. I had to make them or see them.
The eggs at school, they helped with hangovers.
It was made from powder.
I didn't know that. I thought they had cracked all of the eggs and just
Put water in and shake it up.
Instant egg.
But yeah, so they used to help with hangovers. So I was like, that's my remedy. But they wasn't good. But you throw a bunch of salt, a bunch of pepper on them. You eat them with the waffle. You don't eat them by themselves. You eat them with the waffle and you're good.
I wonder how often they clean that waffle maker. It should be every day, but I don't know.
It should be. They should be cleaning everything every day, but.
Yeah. I was just thinking, because there's a million people making waffles. Mm-hmm. I used to love the waffles.
Yeah, waffle day was good.
Yeah, it was amazing. But, yeah, so I would go back. I would go back and talk to my younger self. I don't know if my younger self would listen, but I would go back and talk.
You know, it's funny. I feel like if I went back and said, talked to my younger self and told them what choices I had, they would have been like, take the money.
Probably.
Like, what you talking about?
Don't come talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. Talking to me. I don't want to have to do no work.
I'm going to be like, learn how to do stocks. You learned it once in eighth grade. Learn it again and start now.
Yeah, I would have told myself that too. I would have been my own creative coach.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I was going to say ting, but that's for teeth. Yeah, it would have been cool. It definitely would have been cool.
Yeah,
I'll still take the money.
I ain't mad at it.
That's that little kid.
I was going to say, also, if I spent the week making stuff with him, I think he would be like, yo, this is actually kind of cool.
You know what I probably would have did? Taught myself how to record. Because I was struggling with that. Like, teaching myself how to record and then helping me to be able to get that emotion on the track. Now, that would have made me listen. Mm-hmm. If at that, because I remember the first time Damani put me in the booth, I walked out. And I was like, I sound terrible. This is terrible. And I was like, I'm never singing again. That's it. So if I would have been able to teach myself how to like properly record during that week, oh man, yeah, that would have changed everything for me. Now I'd be like, ain't you gonna learn how to mix? Ain't you gonna learn how to master? Now you're not gonna be perfect.
That would overwhelm you. Yeah, all right, phlebotomy.
Oh, but I think that would have been like the thing that got me to say, yeah, I'll make a different decision. Like, I think that would have been it, because I was, that took a long time. Mm-hmm. That took a long time. And that would have gave me the shortcut that I needed to just be like, oh, now I'm just, and then I would have, using that studio time to like really just effectively get them songs done, bruh. Unstoppable.
I feel like creatively I wouldn't have changed anything, but socially I would have changed stuff.
Yeah.
Do tell. Would have been out mingling, partying.
Not even necessarily partying, but mingling. I feel like I told myself that I didn't like people. Mm-hmm. So I was acting like I didn't like people.
That was like a narrative. Like, I don't know. Was that a cool thing at the time?
I don't know, but where I came from, ain't nobody like, it ain't no people just hop, well, maybe now, but people wasn't just, I don't even know how I met people. I just met people. Like, when I was younger.
Church.
I mean, nah, I met people in places.
Yeah.
I ain't even know nobody in church.
I know.
I knew the people y'all knew because I knew y'all.
Mm. Yeah, once we moved to Delaware, yep. But I will say, I think that was like a running narrative throughout our family. Like, and I mean, I just thought, I thought not liking people, I'm like, that's normal. Everybody don't like, mad people say that. Like, some people just people, some people just not. And it's like, I actually am.
Some people just what?
People.
Oh, people. All right. Oh.
What you thought I said?
No idea.
Yeah, I didn't know what you said either. I was going to wait till you finished. Oh. I was going to ask, what did you say?
Some people are just people, and then some people aren't. And I just was like...
Oh, people. Like, some people just like people, some people don't. Oh,
yeah, so yeah, I just thought I was...
Yeah, some people like people, and people be people. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
People pleasing.
People.
And I thought that I didn't like people. And I even said that, like, when we first started the podcast. Like, I think I've said that on the podcast before.
I probably did, too. But actually,
yeah,
it's possible.
Y'all have definitely said that. Y'all you love people, you don't like people. That used to be y'all slogan.
Yeah, I said I love people, I just don't like how they act.
That was his slogan. I was like, I don't like people. That was it. I didn't have nothing else attached to it. But now I realize, like, I actually am a people person. I've always been a people person. It's just a thing where I wasn't necessarily confident in myself about that. But also, yeah. I'm also just not always on 10.
Yeah, I don't always be feeling like talking.
Yeah.
And people, I see people, like, I see people that I know when I don't feel like talking. Or when I'm not, and when I'm not prepared to have a conversation. Like, I'm supposed to be in and out. And then it's like, oh, wow.
Jeff.
We know each other.
It's like, yeah. Wow, I didn't want to say nothing, but I can't not say nothing. I haven't seen you in years. Jeff, how you doing?
I keep running into people when I'm rags on. No, I ain't even.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm
glad I combed my hair today.
I was going to say, I was never saying that I wasn't a people person. I didn't necessarily I liked my people, and that's really where it was at. So I was like, I mean, I like people. I like my people. People that I rock with, I rock with. And then that's where it was at. That's where it ended for me. Mm. I was like, word. See, I like you.
That's how, up north, that's how it is. Like, if I like you, if I know you and I like you, I like you. If I don't know you, I don't see you. Like, we don't have nothing to talk about because I don't know you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just keep it pushing.
Yeah.
But that's different than not liking people.
But, I mean, okay.
Right, if I, because that's like, that's being more indifferent. Like, all right, cool, I don't know you, so I don't have an opinion to like you. Being like, I don't like people, it's, I just don't like people in general.
I think it was also a thing, like, I don't, like, my social media be running out. Like, my social media going on eight. I know it it's I don't even know how to describe it. I've been told before by people that I was an extrovert when I know I'm not, and I think
people told me that too.
And I think because I know that I'm an introvert or I'm an ambivert, then it's like I took that and was like, well, you know, I don't really like people because I like to be introverted.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not an extrovert. You just, like, I met you with while I was around people that I knew already. Mm-hmm. So, inadvertently, you was led into this wonderful place called Breezington Land.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I think that was, like, a huge part of it. Like, I'm typically more introverted than I am extroverted, mm-hmm. At least in my opinion. So when I'm out in public, so I guess I was taking that as like, oh, I don't really like people, like, cause I be wanting my space. But it's actually like not that. It's not that I don't like people. I just like my space.
Mm-hmm. But once you get around people that you actually like and
your people
enjoy being around, your people, your tribe, whatever, the whole introvert, extrovert, ambivert thing disappears.
Like, you just are. Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna say? Mm-hmm. When you guys were younger, you guys were a lot more introverted, or was it, because I know I for was. Me
I didn't talk to nobody.
Dang, what a life. I'm glad you got friends now.
Like, you talking about when I was like, I always had friends.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
He always had friends. He just was quiet.
And if I'm in public, I don't got nothing to say.
Word.
Where my mom at?
Ah, man.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, because I know initially, I mean, people would have said I was shy to start, and then there was some years where if you met me during those years, you would never say I was a shy person at all. And then, at some point during my college years, I stopped being as social. So I went through like phases of like being more extroverted, being more introverted, and that kind of thing. So I was just curious if you guys like were always.
When I was little, like when we were in Jersey, I was more extroverted. But once we moved to Delaware, I became way more introverted.
Mine's the opposite.
Yeah.
Actually, when we was in Jersey, I was introverted I had a couple friends. When we moved to Delaware, I was introverted, but I had a lot of friends. And then, I think I told this story before, but once eighth grade hit, because I was separated from my friends that I made all the years prior, and I'm like, why y'all put me over here? Did I do something wrong? And I just didn't like school anymore.
Yeah.
And then it was like, if I don't want to be here, what do we have to talk about?
I understand.
And then, if I know you, I talk to you. If I don't know you, I don't really have too much to say. Or if, like, we're doing something, I'll talk. But if not, I don't have nothing to say.
Yeah, so for me, when I was younger, in Jersey, I was way more extroverted. And in Delaware, I was way more introverted. And then I started to be a little bit more extroverted. But also, like, I don't know, I couldn't do nothing. Like, my parents were very strict, so... it was like, it wasn't really no point of me being super extroverted because I can't go nowhere. Too. So
I'm not about to embarrass myself.
Right, yeah, don't let me get excited because I'm not.
Man, they can't go nowhere.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to be that person and know not to be able to go nowhere.
Yeah, so that's I'm just going to chill. Don't worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me. And then in college, I got a little bit more extroverted, but I was still just, I don't know, I guess that's when I became more ambiverted. It's like a thing where, like, because I am both, it's like I have a social meter, and once that meter runs out, get me out of there, because I don't want to talk anymore. I want to go be by myself. And then now, I guess I'm in introvert land. I don't know. Just being me right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say the social media meter has the social meter.
How do I get some help here?
So I think the social meter has two different levels. There's a social media amongst strangers and there's a social media amongst friends, at least for me. My social media amongst friends is a lot. Social meter amongst my friends. My social meter amongst my friends is a lot larger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot larger. So like, I can be around my friends for a lot longer. There is a point where I'm like, all right, I just need... give me about a day. I don't see none of y'all. Oh, maybe I could take a week. I don't see none of y'all. Come back and I'll be excited to see y'all again.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, it's not even that I'm not open to like meeting new people or open for new people becoming a part of my inner circle. It's just being outside sometimes. It's like, you know, I really wanted to go back home and lay down for a little bit. I didn't get a nap before I came in. So, like, I can talk to you, and this may be a great conversation.
I'm thinking about this nap.
Yeah, because I'm actually tired.
You know, I was thinking about the other day, I think I might start being the deep question asker.
Oh, he coming for like, your spot.
Not like some random people. I'm going to be like, you know what? What are you grateful for today? Hey,
that's
how you
good.
Doing? What's your name? I ain't really want that. I just want to know what you're grateful for today.
That's good. That's
good. Like, just some questions, because the conversation is only going to go so far with the icebreakers and what's the talk that I don't
small
like?
Talk.
Small talk.
What's the talk?
I can't even remember what it's called.
I hate it so much. I released it from my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I cast this burden of small talk on the Christmas day.
Hilarious.
That's interesting. Yeah. I like that. That's a good strategy. Yeah. I don't know why I keep calling things strategies. Like, it's
my framework. Part of my framework.
But yeah, I think that's definitely good. Go ahead. What you about to say?
I was gonna say I might start doing that too.
Yeah,
taking your answer.
Just have like better questions, like because the question asking pool From my experience, from the outside looking in, it don't be the greatest. And I don't always be having the greatest questions either, but I love when people ask me questions so I can take their questions. So if we ever have a conversation, mm-hmm. ask me actual questions so I can take those questions and repurpose them. And it just calls for amazing conversation.
Be like, you mind if I write that question down real quick before
people,
I answer?
I'm Hold telling on. People, I'm taking that. Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Use that on the next person.
Oh, man. Said, I'm taking that. I'm using that on everybody.
Mm-hmm. I got a note that says questions. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I need some questions, question five.
Mm-hmm. What are you grateful for?
But no, I think that's really good. And I was going to say, I think it requires you to have to pay attention to people more. Mm-hmm. So I think, I know for me, a lot of the reason why I wasn't necessarily asking questions, one, because people was coming up to me and asking me stuff, but or just having conversations with me.
We went to the vegan place. We waiting for the food.
Yeah.
Nut Cafe?
That's what it was. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, and then he jumped in as if we were having a regular conversation, and I'm like, I didn't say hi or nothing. Like, I'm like, but typically people just jump into conversations, but most of the time I don't, because it's like I didn't intend to have a conversation, I don't have a question for you because I didn't intend to have a conversation.
Yeah, throwing off guard.
Yeah, whoa, but...
What? me no speak English. Yeah.
Wow.
But I think asking better questions of people, again, within reason, because you don't want to people some... stuff where it's like, this is way too personal.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Not personal questions. You not know. Personal, not deep personal questions, but just a
better question.
Yeah, deep question, deeper question. Yeah. More than surface level.
But that requires you to, like, you have to be, I guess, willing or, I guess willing is the word, or have a desire to want to know more about the person. If you don't actually want to know more about the person and you ask them a good question.
I'm not going to be like to like a random person that like I'm not intrigued by at all. What were you grateful for today? Like it got to be a reason. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I was going to say you selective with who you asking questions. You're not asking everybody the good questions.
It depends on what mood I'm in. Guess what mood I'm in?
Were you about to say so? My bad.
I was going to say, I think it would be cool to ask random people a question, too.
Yeah.
It just depends on my mood.
It just got to... Well, I think if you ask random people the question... I don't know. For me, I would want to... I don't know. I would really probably want to remember the answers. Because, like, I think it would be a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, it definitely would.
Or it
would.
Might. It may or may not, depending on how they answer the question.
Yeah. But even like with that, I feel like everybody won't get asked the question because everybody don't be open to.
Mm-hmm. They gotta have that open energy.
Not even open energy, but well, yeah.
To like you, because you could tell on somebody's face they like don't talk to me. Like it's like all right. I don't
but those know. Might be the people who actually need
to be talked
to. Talk to.
Cause then y'all used to be those people.
Yeah, but I didn't need to be talked to.
Not like that. You see the way you say
you need to be talked to.
Like nah, like you would have enjoyed a good conversation. Those people that usually had amemas actually are conversationalists at least in my experience.
Yeah.
And like, people that don't feel like talking, I can always spot them because I'll be laughing. I'll be like you don't really feel like talking, and then we'd be connecting because I can tell you don't feel like talking, and then yeah, so it'd just be funny. So I feel like those people. Would enjoy a nice dialogue because they mean mugging.
They might be mean mugging because ain't nobody had nothing good to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to start doing that. That's my new thing. If you see me on the street,
remember, you don't know me.
That's all I was thinking. That is all I was thinking. T.I.?
Oh, man. Okay. So we've talked about a lot today, guys. So, you're taking $100,000. Mm-hmm. We're going back to visit our 20-year-old self mm-hmm. and to eat some bacon or not.
Ooh, whoa. Man.
I would tell, you know, I mean, I would tell her not to. You know, I would tell her to stop. You know, I just don't know where I would eat when I went back there.
I know what I would. Oh.
I was going to say, you're going to go to the fresh food market get you a salad.
I don't even know where that's at.
Go to Wawa, get you a salad.
I would have told my younger self because I was picky. Like, hey, yo, just hear me out, my boy. Hear me out.
Put a tomato on it.
He's like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. Hear me out, my boy. Get a little tomato. Add a little extra lettuce on that thing. Put a little extra. Woo! That thing gonna be fire! Vegetables. So just make sure you actually do that and it will be good. And I would probably have him try different foods that I hadn't tried before. But go ahead.
I enhanced your life. That's all. Oh my goodness. I would. I would just do a bunch of like self care stuff. I would also have my self try the other foods too. I would just have to find them because I don't know where they at up there, honestly. But anyways, I wouldn't eat the bacon. I would want to go to Chips to get some pancakes, but mm-hmm. I would not be able to eat those pancakes either because they're not gluten-free. Yeah.
Like, man, I just want a croissant.
Oh, my gosh.
A good croissant.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, all right. Okay. Because now I'm hungry. So, we're going back to meet our 20-year-old selves. You're taking $100,000.
And then I'm going to meditate tonight.
And
talk to my younger self
about how we just made 100.
I took the 100,000. You'll be proud of me, bro. Took the 100,000. Now we gonna flip that, and then I'm gonna meditate again, and I'm gonna talk to my future self. And actually, make sure you meditate 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We gonna meet back here. We gonna meet our future self so we can have the fast track to success.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that formula.
That's not a bad formula.
I've meditated and talked to my future self. It was good.
I ain't talking to my future self. I didn't do that meditation. Still, I should go back to that book.
Huh? Yeah, it's good.
Do y'all have any final thoughts on all of the things that we talked about today?
Nah, I got nothing. I mean,
one thing that I have is this is my new saying. Pardon me. Believe what you're being because it'll show you who you're becoming. So it's just a saying to be aware of what you're doing now because what you're doing now has a direct impact on what you will be doing later.
Fine. My final thoughts are, I don't know, just have fun in your life and encourage your past self to have fun if you decide to go back. But I don't know. You said you didn't have anything?
Don't force it. Yes. Don't force it.
If you guys, let us know in the comments, would you go back to visit your 20-year-old self or would you take the $100,000 now? And also, if you took the $100,000, what would you do with it? Let us know in the comments. If you really like this video, you're going to like the one that's over here. We will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Absolutely.
It might be somewhere else on the screen, but just click
Absolutely,
it.
Positively.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.